after infidelity, it's really normal to struggle with being vulnerable again, whether it's with your current partner or with someone else in the future. You might feel unsafe to open up emotionally, even to people that you know logically that you can trust. So you start avoiding sharing thoughts, feelings, or needs out of fear of judgment or further hurt. It can often manifest in terms of hypervigilance, constantly assessing risk before expressing yourself. It's like you're needing to run all these calculations before you just open up and share what's on your mind. This can obviously lead to feeling isolated, lonely, or disconnected because what you're doing is you're keeping your true self hidden. I think that a lot of people misinterpret this as strength. So for the person who's been betrayed, they view their own not wanting to be vulnerable as a sign of strength. But I think it's helpful to view it more so as just a neurological response. Because after betrayal, your nervous system and emotional brain protect you from any perceived danger. It's not that you're strong or weak or whatever. It's not that you are or aren't healing. It's just that you view vulnerability as this threat. It feels risky because it could lead to more pain. And the one thing that your mind, your heart, your body internalize from the affair is, I just don't ever want to feel this way again. And so it perceives vulnerability and opening up and trusting others as a big reason why this happened. The fear is normal. It's biologically driven. It's a survival response. And I think that for a lot of people, just recognizing that that's what's actually going on is a lot of relief, where it's like, oh, I'm not going crazy. It's normal that I'm trying to kind of live a more private life now. But ultimately, recognize what it's costing you. There is safety, not just in isolation, but there's also safety in surrounding yourself with the right people, with people that actually are trustworthy. And so if you become so anti-vulnerable that you cut yourself off from all connection, that actually is just leaving you more at risk. That same part that's motivating you to choose safety, once you recognize this, should kick back in a different way and be like, oh, I shouldn't cut off everyone. I just need to cut off people that aren't actually safe. And maybe not cut them off entirely, but at least keep them at an arm's distance. Sometimes, just for practical reasons, you can't get rid of everyone who doesn't feel safe. But you can put things in place to keep them at arm's distance. So at the practical level, definitely start small. Once you recognize, no, I do want vulnerability in my life, I just need to do it in a way where I still feel safe, still feel free to start small. Sharing minor thoughts or personal anecdotes or feelings with safe people, you can just start practicing opening up again. And then get clear on boundaries. Because people often don't specify what they are and aren't comfortable and who they are and aren't comfortable with, they'll just default to sharing nothing. So be intentional about your boundaries, what and when and with whom you share, creating a little bit of control. And oftentimes, if you're not expressing what you really are thinking, what you really are feeling that often, it can become difficult to even know, okay, what is true about me? So doing things to get in touch with that yourself, like journaling, writing out feelings, even when you're not sure whether you're ready to express them or not, can be helpful. And it's kind of a form of vulnerability with yourself. I think a big part of it that makes it tough is that vulnerability is closely connected to the reality that we can't control other people's outcomes. And it becomes difficult to face that after you've been hurt so badly by someone else who you couldn't control their actions. But being vulnerable is an essential part of embracing life authentically. And it would be tragic for you to let their actions prevent you from engaging with life fully. So as you're going through this, as you're taking steps to heal in this specific regard, remember that every small act of honest expression is progress in reclaiming connection with yourself and with others. And over time, your nervous system will learn that opening up can feel safe again. It doesn't mean that you have to rush. If you combine it with self-compassion and recognizing that it is a couple steps at a time. Sometimes you get worse at things because life is really hard and it throws you this horrible curveball and you are kind of starting a few steps back. You can get back to where you were. If you judge yourself though for not already being back to where you were, that's where you start to get in your own head and be like, why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? Like, just start with where you are. Experiment. Try opening up in different ways. Find people that are genuinely safe, that feel safe in your gut. And practice courage, because it does take courage to engage in this life knowing the risks that are at hand. You can't get through this without being a little bit brave.